Chapter 2, Threats. The various actors in any area of operations can qualify as a threat, an enemy, an adversary, a neutral, or a friend. A threat is any combination of actors, entities, or forces that have the capability and intent to harm United States forces, United States national interests, or the homeland, ADP 3.0. Threats may include individuals, groups of individuals, organized or not organized, paramilitary or military forces, nation-states, or national alliances. Threats become enemies when they execute their capability to do harm to the United States. An enemy is a party identified as hostile against which the use of force is authorized, ADP 3.0. An enemy is a combatant and therefore is treated as such. An adversary is a party acknowledged as potentially hostile to a friendly party and against which the use of force may be envisaged, JP 3.0. During offensive, defensive, and stability operations, a neutral is a party identified as neither supporting nor opposing friendly or enemy forces, ADP 3.0. A hybrid threat is the diverse and dynamic combination of regular forces, irregular forces, terrorists, or criminal elements unified to achieve mutually benefiting effects, ADP 3.0. Refer to ADP 3.0 and JP 3.0 for more information. Section 1. Understanding the threat. A peer threat is an adversary or enemy able to oppose United States forces worldwide effectively while enjoying a position of relative advantage in a specific region. These threats can generate equal or temporarily superior combat power in geographical proximity to a conflict area with United States forces. A peer threat also may have a cultural affinity to specific regions, providing them with relative advantages in terms of time, space, and sanctuary. They generate tactical, operational, and strategic challenges, an order of magnitude more challenging militarily than other adversaries. Refer to ADP 3.0 for more information. Note: threat forces use the term electronic warfare, which differs from United States doctrine's use of electromagnetic warfare. Electronic warfare consists of the measures threats conduct to control or deny friendly use of the electromagnetic spectrum while ensuring its use by the threat. For United States forces, electromagnetic warfare is military action involving the use of electromagnetic and directed energy to control the electromagnetic spectrum or to attack the enemy. JP 3-85. Understanding threats, enemies, and adversaries to include both state and non-state actors in the context of the operational environment is essential for the BCT commander to understand, visualize, describe, direct, lead, and assess operations. To develop and maintain estimates of the situation as the basis for continuous adaptation, commanders and staffs consider their own forces in the context of threats, enemies, and adversaries, as well as the mission, terrain, friendly forces, and civilian populations. The BCT must be prepared to engage in close combat with adaptive enemies and adversaries while operating in complex terrain and among civilian populations. Actors in the operational environment may include regular or irregular forces, or agents of other nation-states, political parties and officials, transnational criminal organizations, media, indigenous governmental security forces, international and private security organizations, multinational corporations, joint interagency international governmental and non-governmental organizations. Current and future combat operations require the BCT to fight and win in large-scale combat operations and limited contingency operations in various types of environments. These environments may be mountainous, urban, jungle, desert, Arctic, Antarctic, or subterranean environments. Besides the physical challenges presented by complex terrain, the continuous interactions of numerous threats, each with their own agendas, objectives, interests, and allegiances, influence the operational environment and mission accomplishment. The human and political dynamics in a peer or near-peer fight increases the complexity of BCT operations. Commanders and staffs work to understand the complex relationships and interactions between threats that produce tactical challenges and opportunities in their favor. Understanding a peer or near-peer threat is critical to seizing, retaining, and exploiting each echelon in deep operations to consolidate tactical gains to achieve sustainable outcomes consistent with the mission. Nation-states organize, train, equip, and employ regular forces to defeat an enemy's armed forces, destroy an enemy's war-making capacity, seize territory, and defend territory. Regular forces often possess technologically advanced weapon systems that can match the capabilities of United States forces' weapon systems. These weapon systems are integrated into mechanized or motorized combined arms formations as well as light infantry forces. BCTs are prepared to defeat enemy forces that include armored fighting vehicles, anti-armor systems, air defense systems, manned and unmanned aircraft, indirect fire systems, mines, digital communication systems, and cyberspace and electromagnetic warfare activities. Refer to JP3-85 for more information. Regular forces also may possess seaburn capabilities and may have access to space capabilities. Regular forces organizations are hierarchical, for example, companies, battalions, brigades, and so forth, with a generally centralized command and control structure. Regular forces can conduct long-term campaigns and employ combinations of conventional and unconventional tactics. Examples of regular forces include People's Liberation Army, PLA, of China, Russian Army, North Korean People's Army, Islamic Republic of Iran Army. Note, near-peer threat comparison of the People's Liberation Army Combined Arms Brigade organization structure resembles that of a United States Army BCT, to include the Organic Reconnaissance Force. Refer to ATP-7-100.3 for more information. Enemy threat organizations employ conventional, unconventional, and terrorist tactics and methods to achieve their strategic goals and political aims. Non-traditional threats combine regular and irregular threats or criminal elements unified or allied to achieve mutually benefiting effects. Additional threats may include nation-states that employ regular as well as proxy forces. Conventional threats can operate under a centralized or decentralized command and control structure. Irregular forces. Irregular forces are armed individuals or groups who are not members of the regular armed forces, police, or other internal security forces. Irregular forces employ unconventional, asymmetric methods to counter United States advantages. Unconventional methods may include terrorism, tactics, and guerrilla warfare. Weaker enemy organizations often use unconventional methods to exhaust the United States' collective will through protracted conflict. They usually employ sophisticated strategies that combine economic, political, and informational initiatives to subvert United States partners, strengthen their own organizations, and disrupt United States efforts to accomplish their mission. Irregular forces or complex threats are often combinations of paramilitaries, guerrillas, and criminal organizations and networks. Irregular forces often work in concert with regular forces to support their objectives. Irregular forces or complex threats usually have political objectives motivated by ideologies or grievances. These grievances may be real or perceived. Identifying their objectives and motivations is often difficult because there may be multiple untraditional threats groups with differing goals and motivations. Leaders change and the organization's goals shift over time. Movement leaders may have different motivations from their followers. Organizations hide their true motivations and make false claims. Irregular forces customarily operate in small, dispersed, decentralized formations or cells, team and squad size, within a decentralized command and control structure, while retaining the ability to concentrate forces if they perceive weakness. They establish local, regional, and worldwide support networks. Irregular threats' military capabilities often include small arms weapons, anti-tank weapons, man-portable air defense missiles, mortars, short-range rockets, homemade radio frequency weapons, rudimentary robotics, UASs, and landmines. Some irregular threats possess significant financial means, including state sponsorship, and can acquire advanced weapon systems and technologies. Irregular forces that have engaged in recent armed conflict include the Revolutionary Army Forces of Colombia People's Army, 1964, Mujahideen in Afghanistan, 1979, Palestine Liberation Organization in the West Bank, 2001, Taliban in Afghanistan, 2001, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, 2007, Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, 2013, Iran's Quds Force support to non-state threat in foreign countries. Note: Russia's version of hybrid warfare is built for limited war in which nations do not pursue strategies of annihilation, but instead seek to impose their political will without destroying the political institutions of their adversaries. Russian hybrid warfare is a byproduct of the information age that seeks to operate in multiple domains, to find methods to achieve a relative position of advantage in relation to an adversary, or to perpetually conduct operations aimed at weakening the adversary from the inside out. To do so, Russia leverages information, cyber, and electronic operations in addition to employing special operations forces to sow the seeds of discontent within the target population. Combat experiences in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other recent conflicts, such as those in Lebanon, Mali, Syria, Gaza, northern Nigeria, and southern Thailand, reveal a migration of capabilities, tactics, and techniques previously associated only with military forces of nation-states to state-sponsored and non-state threat organizations. This migration of capabilities presents BCTs with challenges that extend beyond defeating an enemy's regular force. Threats combine regular and irregular warfare and include adopting strategies, tactics, and techniques to evade and disrupt United States advantages and to gain tactical advantages within the physical, cognitive, informational, and political dimensions of armed conflict. As a result, the BCT must be prepared to assess the situation continuously and adapt to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative. State and non-state threats. The BCT must prepare to defeat determined state and non-state threats that combine conventional and unconventional tactics to avoid the United States forces' strengths, such as mobility, long-range surveillance, and precision fires capabilities, while attacking perceived vulnerabilities, such as the difficulty in distinguishing the enemy from the civilian population. Threats combine a variety of means, including conventional combined arms operations, non-traditional tactics, political subversion, and information warfare, to accomplish objectives and attack United States forces. Enemies and adversaries exploit perceived United States and coalition military political, social, economic, and information vulnerabilities as they seek to seize the initiative and dictate the terms and tempo of operations in their favor. Enemy organizations employ countermeasures to limit United States forces' ability to develop the situation, avoid decisive engagements, and initiate contact under advantageous conditions. Enemy organizations employ technological countermeasures to reduce their signature on the battlefield and degrade United States forces' ability to detect, engage, and destroy them. Many hostile nation-states continue to procure conventional capabilities, such as armor and anti-armor, manned aircraft, and air defense systems, which are increasingly available to non-state enemy organizations and enemy threats. Enemy forces also integrate emerging technologies, such as robotics, UAS, loitering munitions, cyber and electromagnetic spectrum technology, and nanotechnologies. Enemies and adversaries combine conventional and unconventional tactics to counter, evade, or disrupt United States forces' efforts across the range of military operations. The BCT commander must understand the threat in the context of local conditions that affect the mission. Such a contextualized understanding allows commanders to identify emerging opportunities to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative. Section 2. Threat capabilities, tactics, and techniques. Peer threats can employ resources across multiple domains to create lethal and non-lethal effects with operational significance throughout an operational environment. They seek to delay deployment of United States forces and inflict significant damage across multiple domains in a short period to achieve their goals before culminating. A peer threat uses various methods to employ their instruments of power to render United States military power irrelevant. Refer to ADP-30 for more information. 5 broad methods used in combination by peer threats include information warfare, preclusion, isolation, sanctuary, system warfare. Note, the People's Liberation Army employment of system warfare supports the development of several traditional military strategies, such as preclusion, isolation, and sanctuary throughout all domains and at all levels of war. Preclusion is achieved by keeping enemy commanders and forces off balance through asymmetric means, such as deception and information warfare, while simultaneously denying them the use of wide geographic areas through long-range reconnaissance strike capabilities. Peer and near-peer threats can employ effects that include communications and navigation disruption and partial or total loss of space capabilities. Developing and maintaining these capabilities requires extensive recruitment, training, and outsourcing of personnel with the required skill set to conduct such attacks. Enemy organizations employ tactical and technical countermeasures to counter United States operational and tactical advantages. Tactical countermeasures include deception operations, dispersion, and concealment. The enemy employs technological countermeasures such as cyberspace attacks, global positioning system jamming, and other forms of electromagnetic warfare. Technical countermeasures can be used to create a denied, degraded, and disrupted space operating environment to evade and disrupt the United States forces' ability to operate effectively. BCT commanders and staffs anticipate enemy capabilities. Commanders and staffs determine the enemy's capabilities across multiple domains or contested aspects of the mission, including the physical, cognitive, and informational dimension. This allows the BCT commander and staff to request the proper enablers required to counter enemy capabilities and augment reconnaissance forces to enable early detection of these threats. Physical dimension. Enemies operate within complex terrain to evade United States weapon systems and advanced combined arms air-ground capabilities while trying to gain a tactical advantage. Even with regular forces, the enemy can operate in and among populations to evade detection, preserve combat power, and retain freedom of movement. The enemy looks to gain the same tactical advantages as United States forces, such as control of key terrain and the civil populace. To achieve and maintain any tactical advantage, the enemy resorts to a multitude of tactics to include establishing relationships with local, regional, and transnational criminal organizations and contract military organizations to finance their operations and gain access to illicit trafficking networks for the movement of weapons, munitions, people, narcotics, or money. The enemy also can use these organizations to conduct reconnaissance and early warning to preserve the combat power of regular forces. Cognitive and informational dimension. Enemies recognize the importance of public perception and its impact on the conduct of operations. The enemy attempts to influence the will of the American people, key allies, and the conflicting populations through enemy information activities and attacks on United States and allies' assets at home or abroad. The enemy uses information for effect. The enemy spreads misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda to shape local and international public opinion and perception against the United States, host nation, or coalition forces by undermining ongoing stabilization efforts, marginalizing friendly successes or exaggerating enemy successes, exploiting instances of friendly force missteps, and fabricating or exaggerating friendly force cultural shortcomings. Enemy organizations attempt to manipulate local, regional, and worldwide news and social media outlets to achieve their goals. The psychological operations planners assigned or attached to the BCT or squadron have the resources to analyze and counter the enemy's actions. Functioning cell phone networks are key terrain within the information dimension. The population can use smartphones to document friendly operations that may aid enemy collection or propaganda efforts. countering adaptations and retaining the initiative. Countering enemy adaptations and retaining the initiative in future armed conflict requires forces that understand the threat and the operational environment. Reconnaissance operations must overcome increasingly sophisticated area denial actions and capabilities to develop the situation. Combined arms and joint capabilities must be integrated effectively to seize the initiative and dominate an increasingly challenging and complex environment. Commanders and staffs must understand the tactical, human, and political dynamics associated with current and future armed conflict because of the requirements and challenges of the near, close, and deep operational environment. They must understand enemy organizations' dynamics and capabilities within all operational environments. Identifying and distinguishing these groups and the associated dynamics is extremely difficult and requires a detailed, in-depth information collection effort through every phase of the operation. Only through an effective information collection effort can the BCT gain the understanding necessary to defeat an adaptive and determined enemy on current and future battlefields. Section 3, Reconnaissance Disruption Tactics and Techniques. The enemy employs combinations of lethal, for example, offensive and defensive tasks, assassination, and ambushes, and non-lethal, political subversion, propaganda, and intimidation, actions to disrupt United States forces to shape the environment, influence key actors, and to consolidate gains and efforts to accomplish the mission. The following vignette demonstrates how a peer threat employed a new and effective reconnaissance strike model during recent military operations in the Russo-Ukrainian War's Donbas campaign. The Donbas campaign was a conflict between Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed separatist groups. The 2014 Russo-Ukrainian War was an unconventional approach of warfare for Russia. Russia used irregular fighters, disinformation tactics, conventional military support, and Russian troops to destabilize the Donbas region. The following vignette introduces new and emerging threat tactics that near-peer threats have brought forth on today's battlefield. Vignette: Russians' Reconnaissance Strike Model. During the Russo-Ukrainian War's Donbas campaign, Russia's use of drones, supported with Russian indirect fire assets, proved to be an effective method to dominate land battle and gain the tactical advantage against their peer threats. On July 11, 2014, Ukrainian forces began to uncoil from their AA and prepare for offensive operations. Russian forces used drones cued by electronic signature tracking systems to identify Ukrainian force positions to target them when they were most vulnerable. At approximately 0400 hours, when it was still dark and Ukrainian forces were disorganized, Ukrainian forces heard drones overhead. Shortly after, the Ukrainian tactical radio network fell silent. All Ukrainian communication systems were simultaneously jammed, followed by volleys of accurate and deadly indirect fire strikes directly on Ukrainian force positions. The bombardment lasted 4 minutes and the Russians bombed Ukrainian force positions with a barrage of rockets and artillery. By the end of the attack, Ukrainian forces suffered over 30 soldiers killed in action with several others severely wounded, and over 2 battalions worth of combat power destroyed and rendered combat ineffective. This revamped tactic is known as the Russians' Reconnaissance Strike Model, which is a mixture of drones, rockets, artillery fire, special reconnaissance, cyber capabilities, and geolocating technology to find, fix, and destroy the enemy on the battlefield in near real time. Russians demonstrated the effective use of this type of reconnaissance strike model, and they continually use this model on the battlefield today. Russians believe in an artillery destroys, infantry occupies mentality, and they could be expected to use their indirect fire systems to destroy their enemy at the first opportunity. The slaughter of Ukrainian forces at Zelenopilia demonstrated how the Russians have updated and improved their tactics using technology and enhanced military capabilities, like accurate long-range artillery and rockets to destroy their enemies without much tactical risk to themselves. During reconnaissance and security operations, forces must be aware of how the battlefield of the 21st century has changed, and how surveillance systems like drones or UAS are an effective tool when the system is observing for an artillery battery. Sensors are now able to scan for a unit's electronic signature, which provides the enemy with accurate locations on the battlefield. Near-peer and peer threats have developed new and emerging tactics, and reconnaissance and security operations must develop ways to counter these enemy disruption techniques and tactics. Peer and near-peer threats have refined their reconnaissance fire system, where they could have reconnaissance to engagement using high-precision, long-range weapons tied to immediate and real-time data. Disruption techniques and tactics are designed to disrupt, destroy, and change the course of military operations against the enemy during large-scale combat operations. This vignette provides an example of how the enemy can rapidly gain and maintain contact through multiple means. Near-peer and peer threats do not want to be vulnerable. Therefore, they use aggressive counter-reconnaissance methods to destroy ground reconnaissance forces early. The Ukrainian army was unable to defend the eastern region of Ukraine after this attack. Emerging threats group their intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets and their indirect fire units around each other, which usually provides a location for a high payoff target if identified. Enemy forces use deception, cover, and concealment and obscuration to achieve positions of relative advantage. They may move in different types of units, groups, or formations to avoid obvious detection and to concentrate against perceived weaknesses. Irregular and regular forces often conduct short engagements and attempt to break contact before United States forces can bring indirect fire or other capabilities to bear. The enemy employs deception measures to reduce United States forces' information collection efforts. Deception measures include enemy formations, hardened and buried facilities, and multispectral decoys to mask the signatures of high-value systems, for example, short-range ballistic missiles and surface-to-air missile launchers. Deception may also include the enemy's ability to mask their signature in the EMS, preventing United States forces from being able to discern between an enemy's electromagnetic signature and that of a host nation or civilian signature. The enemy exploits safe havens within hostile states or in ungoverned areas and takes advantage of subterranean infrastructures, for example, tunnels, underground facilities, sewers, and drainage systems, to avoid detection. Enemies evade precision fires by employing global positioning system jammers around possible targets, preventing accurate engagements. As enemies evade United States and coalition forces, they simultaneously seek to expand their freedom of movement through intimidation and coercion. Note: Russia conducts counter-reconnaissance by locating, defeating, and destroying enemy reconnaissance efforts. They will use dummy positions and radio nets, conduct false movement, and camouflage real and dummy positions. Create a false forward edge of defense. Check the effectiveness of camouflage habitually and particularly from the air. Overview: Enemy reconnaissance and security operations. The enemy conducts reconnaissance operations to assess a BCT's strengths and weaknesses, identify opportunities, achieve positions of relative advantage, and to neutralize a BCT's mobility and firepower strengths. Enemy security operations protect their key elements of combat power, giving their commanders information and decision space, and enable effective risk assessment. A conventional enemy executes tactical reconnaissance in which ground reconnaissance forces use one or more forms of reconnaissance to meet intelligence collection requirements. Russia's utilization of drones is an example of peer and near-peer threat reconnaissance tactics. The employment of drones and UAS is not to conduct aerial observation exclusively. Instead, they are part of a highly integrated system that benefits from operating under the protection of a dense, integrated air defense system coverage and long-range strike capability. The Russians' reconnaissance strike model is an amalgamation of drones, armed UAS, rocket and artillery fire, and special reconnaissance. Russian cyber capabilities have geolocating technology that delivers impressive tactical and operational results. This strike may focus on friendly reconnaissance elements, or it may focus on command and control, fires, or sustainment elements necessary to support reconnaissance. Enemy reconnaissance elements execute multiple forms of reconnaissance to include combat reconnaissance, in which ground reconnaissance forces conduct direct action against an opposing force to force the other commander to make a decision. Other forms of reconnaissance include reconnaissance by fire and technical reconnaissance, in which electronic intelligence and signal intelligence capabilities are used to support collection efforts through surveillance of the electromagnetic spectrum. Similar to United States ground reconnaissance forces, enemy conventional forces augment their ground reconnaissance forces with a host of enablers that support rapid and aggressive information collection. Enemy reconnaissance elements can operate among the civilian population to avoid detection. The enemy can employ regular or irregular forces amongst the civilian population to gain and maintain contact with an opposing force while avoiding a direct engagement. Enabled with UAS, SIGINT, or electromagnetic warfare capabilities, an enemy reconnaissance force hidden among a civilian population can conduct effective information collection that can result in accurate indirect fires or degradation of friendly forces' command and control systems. Counter-reconnaissance. The enemy conducts deliberate counter-reconnaissance tasks to deny the BCT their ability to develop the situation in close contact or close operations with the enemy and civilian population. Conventional enemy counter-reconnaissance efforts include anti-armor and anti-personnel ambushes, indirect fires, UAS capabilities, fixed and rotary wing aircraft, electromagnetic countermeasures, cyberspace attacks, raids, and spoiling attacks to degrade a BCT's reconnaissance and security operations. Additionally, the enemy conducts propaganda and disinformation to discredit the BCT and to generate popular opposition to United States and coalition efforts. The use of proxy forces and contracted forces by the enemy to conduct reconnaissance and counter-reconnaissance has become a more common tactic in an effort to preserve combat power and avoid casualties amongst regular forces. The enemy can integrate proxy forces and contracted forces easily into a civilian population to either influence the local populace or remain concealed to gain and maintain contact with an opposing force. The enemy augments the tactical capabilities of combined arms teams with inexpensive countermeasures, such as landmines and fire and smoke as a weapon system to impede United States forces. The enemy seeks to leverage commercial and military technologies for precision strike capability, satellite imagery, forward-looking infrared, and electromagnetic warfare systems or platforms. The enemy looks to conduct aggressive counter-reconnaissance operations to preserve combat power and deny a BCT's ability to collect information and make timely decisions. Understand being matched. The force structure of peer and near-peer threat reconnaissance forces is almost identical to reconnaissance forces within a BCT. BCT commanders and staffs should understand that the BCT's reconnaissance and security efforts are matched in the disruption zone of the battlefield with similar capabilities, if not superior capabilities. Any BCT reconnaissance and security force makes contact early with the enemy through multiple forms of contact. BCT commanders and staffs must anticipate threat tactics in order to augment reconnaissance and security forces with enablers that allow the BCT to succeed in maintaining an advantage over enemy forces. Regular, irregular, and non-traditional forces present formidable tactical challenges to BCTs through area denial, artillery munitions, landmines, and anti-aircraft systems. The enemy emphasizes deception, cover, infiltration techniques, mobility, and most importantly, depth for its defense and operations. Together, regular, irregular, and non-traditional forces on the current and future battlefield employ significant combined arms capabilities that seek to disrupt BCT operations and dislocate BCT combined arms capabilities. The enemy is adept at employing electronic warfare and cyberspace capabilities to identify and target friendly reconnaissance elements for high volumes of fires. In addition, enemies are proficient at establishing and maintaining communications, as well as disrupting United States forces' automated command and control systems and combined arms capabilities through combinations of global positioning system jamming, cyberspace attacks, data pirating, and potential satellite neutralization. The use of these anti-access and area denial capabilities and techniques are to prevent advance and freedom of action for Allied units terrestrially, as well as creating a denied, degraded, and disrupted space operating environment.